G'day awesome people, welcome to episode 28 of the Soccer Smooth Podcast. My name is Tim Egg. If you have any questions at all, you'd like to submit through to the show, jump on through to the website, cyclesmooth.com. Click on the little icon on the homepage that says submit your questions. I feel important every time you submit it, and it keeps the show rolling because basically you guys help create the content. And hopefully we help a few people as we're going. So today's question comes from Jill. I am from the UK and it is getting very cold. What can I use to keep warm during my rides? It's funny, actually. What is it? Yeah, this week I had a new athlete start with me from the UK. Yeah, I know what it's like being cold. I live in Tasmania and it's bloody super cold here. Winter's just miserable. But there's a few things you can do, and you know, with the power of Zwift, for instance, that's become so popular in particular, and you can see where they're targeting and what time, you know, times of the year and stuff, what areas they're really targeting. They're really focusing hard on those cold countries and those cold cities where people are going, oh, I want to keep my bike fitness, but it's getting too cold here. So they'll, you know, really start targeting that, and smart too. They've increased their prices, but it's, you know, it's still, for what you get, it's a real bang for your buck, and you get to ride all over the place, and it's, you're really from the comforts of your own lounge room. But it's not for everyone. You've got to be riding indoors. For me, and I'll give you some more tips in a second. It's not just me carrying on about riding indoors. But for me, I'll have Zwift going. And then I've got to have, you know, generally, if it's more a high-intense session I'm doing, I'll have to have, like, a live concert going on my tablet. Generally, if my go-to, generally, for the last few years, is I'll have Metallica playing live in concert somewhere in the world. And then I'll have to have, you know, on my whiteboard, the session I'm doing. And then if it's a long session I'm doing, I've also got to have something up on the big TV. I'll generally have horse racing or something where the volume's going to be right down, but I can watch. Sports is generally a good thing to have. So my eyes are constantly going over what my watts are doing. Yeah, you know, I'm doing that speed, my heart rate's at that. And then I look over here and, you know, geez, that's a beautiful beat Lars is playing at the moment. Then I've got to look over there. Whoa, I've got 30 seconds over here. And then what's that bloody horse doing over there? And, you know, my mind's constantly moving. And that helps gets me through. But what I do, you know, and people go, oh, you know, this guy's going to talk about himself here. You're talking to a person who, well, you're listening to a boring person here that when he, you know, goes for rides in the middle of winter, he's my drink bottles freeze up on me. So it's cold. So what I do is I overdress. And so I'll put like 2 to 3 cycling shirts on. I'll put a cycling jacket over top of that. And I'll have a neck warmer, I'll have like 2 beanies on, I'll get just like safety glasses, because I'm generally taking off in the dark, but they're big ones where they take up half my face. I've obviously got my helmet on, I'll have 2 pairs of gloves going on each side. I'll have full length leg warmers. I'll put knee warmers over top of that. I'll put my cycling nicks on over top of that. I've got obviously my cycling shoes. I'll have 2 pairs of booties on. I'll also put alfoil with inside my toes just to try and see how far I can get without them going completely numb. With my neck warmer, I can bring it right up past my nose. So, and you know, those skull ones, I like the skulls because they, you know, they just look coolest crap. And so I'm really overdressed, and that helps me. I go out in -4 degrees or so. In that, I'm sound as a pound. And but it's often, especially when it's in the minuses, my bottles will just freeze up. Yeah, I'll do a 2-hour ride in that, and my bottles will freeze up every single time in those things. And it's bizarre, because especially when you're in a group, and this is another good thing, if you can get in a group, especially if you don't need to jump on the front, especially at first, you jump onto the back, they're taking a lot of that wind for you, and with that wind there's a lot of chill factor, so you're kind of getting that, you know, you're not as miserable and as cold. And if you're riding with others, sharing that misery with others tends to help out significantly. And then substituting some of your riding for strength work, so going, getting a gym membership and playing around with weights or doing a lot of strength work at home. Now, you don't need to go to the gym to do strength works, but you can do all that good stuff at home by using body weights or, you know, there's many ways you can go about that. And then you can just, you know, also winter's a great time if you've got some bush trails close by, is pull out that mountain bike and start, you know, knocking around on those bush trails. Focus on technique. You're still getting some miles in, but you in with that, you know, mountain biking, the thing mountain bikers have that, you know, cyclists, you know, haven't got the edge compared to mountain bikers, and definitely triathletes suck like, you know, crazy at, is bike handling skills. You've got, you know, mountain bikers just have tremendous mountain bike handling skills, and they tend to climb a lot better, so you can use that to your advantage as well. Or just, you know, see where your local velodrome is and do some track cycling as well. That's all, well, a lot of the time that's indoors, that's warm. So I hope that helps. There are some other options. There's some really cool gear out there as well. My mate has not even sure of the brand of the shoes. They're winter cycling shoes, and you can go up to minus 15 degrees without needing booties or anything. And I tell you, if you're cycling anything under minus 15, God, you're mentally shot. It's something I wouldn't consider that. But anyway, good luck with it, Jill. All the best. And if anyone has any other questions, jump on through to the website, cyclesmith.com, or send me through an email, tim@cyclesmith.com. Till next episode. Hooroo.